Friday the 23rd of January, Kofzayin Teves, Rabbi Shaya Portnoy, Insights into Parashas Va'eiroth.
This is said that Rashi brings down a medrash, doesn't bring down the whole medrash, but it brings down the medrash. It says that the Yishmael Adai Mekoytze Ruach, so Rashi brings down that Rabbeinu Doshu, the Indian Shomayra, Shama Moshe, Modestic said, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Romehera Oisa, why that since I've been coming to speak to Paroi, so Paroi made conditions worse for Klal Yisrael. So he says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that after you're complaining like that, Chaval al the Ovdin v'le Mishtachin, that it's pushed to shame that the Ovdin, that they're not with us anymore, but they won't be forgotten, Yeshri, with Oinen al Mises HaOvdin, I'm complaining about the fact that the Ovdin are not the ones that are leading Klal Yisrael now in Mitzrayim, because he says, Harbe Pomim Negresi Aleim B'Kel Shakai, many times I was megala myself to the Ovis, Avram Yitzchak and Yankiv, they never asked me, Mashmecho, they never got Ma'ata, Malta, Mashmoi, Ma'emor Aleim, and you come with Shilas, that what's my name, what name should I be megala myself with, and what should I tell Klal Yisrael? So basically Rashi is saying that Rashi is bringing the Medrash as a complaint on the fact that the Ovis trusted the Rabbeinu Shalom more than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, he asked the Rabbeinu Shalom for a specific name, he asked them exactly what to tell Klal Yisrael, and the Ovis, whatever they were told, they accepted. They didn't have any shayla. The Medrash is Mairach much more than what Rashi brings down. It's more lengthy. The Medrash says that I told Avram Avinu that Amat Avram Kum Esalach Ba'oretz Ve'orcho Ve'rochbo, that all of Eretz Yisrael should go the length and the width, Bikish, and it's all going to be yours. He was looking for a Kevah for Sarah of Le'motza. He's Ad Shekona B'domim, that, and when it came to Sarah's Tira, so he had to look for a kever, and he wasn't able to take, he didn't have any place to bury her without paying a fortune of money. By Yitzchok, the Rabbeinu Shalom also promised the Eretz Yisrael Gubar Tazoyz Kigokol Zaracha, and when he needed water, so he had to have a fight. There was a riv bein, there was a machlekes between Roy Gror and Roy Yitzchok, so, and he didn't have any complaints to me. By Yankov Avinu, also the Rabbeinu Shalom promised the Eretz Yisrael. Then, when he wanted to have a place to poshet lintos olay, where he could rest, he wasn't able to find a place until he had to pay also a large sum of money. Then no one asked me, Mashmi, whatever. They accepted it. And you come just with tightness. As soon as I thought, when I sent you to go to Mitzrayim, to bring out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, so the first thing, Mashmi, then what should I tell them, and how am I going to do it, and they're not going to listen to me, then that's the whole time it's Mitzrayim alive, that you're coming with tainus on me. That was the tainus that the Rabbeinu Shalom has on Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't see that Moshe Rabbeinu was nenash for it, we don't see that he had any punishment for it, but Al Kaponim, it does say that in the Medrash that there was a tainus that the Rabbeinu Shalom had on Moshe Rabbeinu for the way he was, he asked and he was Mitzrayim, that he had tarumas on the Rabbeinu Shalom kilo. Is the Chura, it's a Pella. Because Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankov, the things that, the issues that the Rabbeinu Shalom, that the Medrash mentioned about their issues with the Rabbeinu Shalom was that they were promised Eretz Yisrael. And once they were promised Eretz Yisrael, so the Chura, they should have, it should be all there. And someone that the property is going to be mine, I should be able to find a kever, find a place to rest, I should be able to find water. Those are all personal issues. It's Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankov on a personal basis. I'm not talking about Klal Yisrael. They don't have to prove it to anyone. It's a question if they have a munah in the Rabbeinu Shalom or not. So the Medrash says that they all had a munah in the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Hiru Acharai. They didn't have any questions on me. Moshe Rabbeinu was coming as a shliach of the Klal Yisrael. He had to prove to Klal Yisrael that he's the Mashiach Shel Yisrael, that he's the one that's going to take them out of Mitzrayim. They were under hardships for the last 209 years. They were the Poshetips. They couldn't. They were just working very, very hard. Now someone comes along and says that he's going to free them. So Chmein, in order to get them to believe that he is the one that's going to free them, that he's coming as a messenger of the Rabbeinu Shloim, so the Chura, he should have to have some credentials to show, to prove that he is from the Rabbeinu Shloim. This time that he's asking Mashmi. He's asking that what's the name of the Rabbeinu Shloim, as curiosity or else whatever. And he's asking, what am I supposed to give over to Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael, I have to prove to them that I'm the Mashiach Shel Yisrael, that I'm the one that's going to save them. So I have to present the Rabbeinu Shloim in a way that they'll believe that this is taka from the Rabbeinu Shloim. It's not a false thing. And Saket, the Rabbeinu B'chai explains that it says Moshe Rabbeinu was the Neman Beisei of the Rabbeinu Shloim. What's the raya that he was a Neman Beisei of the Rabbeinu Shloim? Because he says that Moshe Rabbeinu asked Mashmi, Ma'emor Lahem, that he didn't want to say anything of his own which wasn't the shlichus of the Rabbeinu Shloim. He wanted to make sure that if I'm the shlich of the Rabbeinu Shloim, I'm giving it over correctly. I'm not saying anything on my own at all. So if I can't, these questions that Moshe Rabbeinu was asking was just proof that he's more ibigev to the Rabbeinu Shloim than even the others. The others is they believed in their heart they had no terumas seder. But Moshe Rabbeinu, that where he knew that he had to give over a shlichus to Klal Yisrael, he didn't want to be meisif a word, he didn't want to be megarei a word, he wanted to make sure that I'm giving it over exactly what the Rabbeinu Shloim wants, that's what I'm doing. So what's up is over here, there's a tie number on Moshe Rabbeinu that who's Mesroim alai. In there's a verse from the Chofetz Chaim in Parshas Miketz, Parshas Vayigash. It says when Paroi met with Yankov Avinu, so the first time they met, so they had a very interesting conversation. Paroi asked Yankov, "Kami Yemesh Shnesecha, how old are you?" And Yankov Avinu answers that I'm not that old. Martin Veroyimheim, I had a hard life, and Poshet, because of the hardships in life, that's why I look so old. The Ramban explains that Paroi was nispo, he was overwhelmed with Yankis, that he says that Bekol Medinoisai, Bekol Malchusai, Goli Isi Odom Shehu Zokin Kamoischa, I never saw such an old man. He wanted to know how old was he. That was Poshet, the spy was, he asked him. The Yankov Avinu tells him that there's two ways to age. You can age either with what we call mileage, or you can age with years. That if a person is a zokin muflik, so he's a zikna, or someone that he goes through hardships in life, so he also ages. He ages in a quicker way than normal. So the Chazal say that, and this pasuk says that Yankov, Ata Omer, Royim Haim, you're saying that these years were bad, that you had a hard life, and that's why you aged. He says, Hare Hitzalti Yotcha Mi Esav, Hitzalti Yotcha Mi Govan, Hichzalti Yuchas Dina, Hichzalti Yuchas Yosef, Vata Oimer, Royim Haim. He says that you had problems with Esav, I saved you. You had problems with Govan, you came back home, you came back there to Israel. You had problems with Dina, and I gave back Dina. You had problems with Yosef, and I gave back Yosef. The end of his life, Yosef came back. So he said, "So what's Atam Esrayim Aleim? And you have tainus on me? You have tainus that it's Yomim Royim Haim?" So Dr. Chavetz Chaim, that he doesn't understand. He says, if a person had a problem, he was very, very ill, and then he got Baruch Hashem, the Rabbeinu Shloim, sent him Refuah Shleima. So the illness was hardship. The illness was a hard time, and he could age from the Tzoras alone. At the end of the day, he had a Yeshua. So the fact that he had a Yeshua doesn't mean that the hardships weren't before, and it doesn't mean that I don't appreciate the Yeshua. Faket, the more that he was ill, the more he appreciates
that the Rabbanu Shalom saved them. Oh, but to say that it wasn't hard times, it wasn't bad times, it definitely was bad times. It was Yom Imroyim because he had to go through. No one, he didn't want to have to deal with an Esav, didn't want to have to deal with a Govan, didn't want to have that his daughter should be taken by Shechem, he didn't have to have that Yosef was missing for 22 years. No father would want something like that. And if it happens to him, so it's definitely not good to happen. So there's no taina that he says, Yom Imroyim Heim. Dr. Chavetz Chaim, that if someone takes medication and it's bitter, it's hard, so could he say that the medication, and he gets healed from the medication, is he able to say the medication was bad? He can't say it was bad. He can say something bitter, he says it was hard, he says it was something hard to take, it wasn't an easy way to say that it's bad. Something that to take others of it is good, you can't say that it's bad. So he says that that's a pshat in the Medrash. The Medrash says, Yankif, Atam Yisroi Malai, Harihitzalti Yotchor. You had Lovan, you had Esav, you had Dina, Yosef, all these stories that you went through, at the end of the day, Baruch Hashem, you got out of it. In the Mela, it was like taking a medication, which, through that medication, you were healed from the Tayelas from it. So maybe you can't say that it's raw. Is extra in what the Medrash over here by Moshe Rabbeinu was saying is also the same thing. That the Medrash in Sachakos is saying that Vayosha Moshe Hashem Vayayim Alomoher Oysel Amazer. He's saying that Moshe had a bad choice of words. He shouldn't have said Hare Oysel. It's not a Ra that Rabbeinu Shalom is doing for Klal Yisrael. No Faket. He's giving them trying times. He's giving them hard times. But he's not doing something bad to Klal Yisrael. Bad is something which is a word which by when the Rabbanu Shalom is doing something for us, we can't use the word that it's bad. So the same way that the Chofetz Chaim explains by Yankov Avinu, that it says that Yankov Avinu was Nenash and he lost years of his life because he complained to Paroi that he said that Yomim Ma'atim V'Royim Heim. So he says, why? Because just the choice of the word Ra is the reason why he was Nenash. So the same thing over here by Moshe Rabbeinu, the fact that he chose to use the word Hare Oysog Amazer, that's why he was Nenash. And it was that it says that the Rabbanu had tainus on Moshe Rabbeinu for using that. And it was only because of this. That doesn't say anything, it was because of only this. That's why I was careful to say that he don't know if he was Nenash. Now, there's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says that Ni Kosev Megillus Tainus, the Chananya, the Mechaber V'Satzoris. So Rashi says, what's meant is Mechaber V'Satzoris? That he's a person, that the Chananya was Mechaber V'Satzoris, that after there was a Yeshua for the Tzoris, so he was Mechaber V'Satzoris, that it was that the Balta was a Tzara before and the Yeshua came afterwards, is Mechaber V'Satzoris. That's how Rashi explains it. The Maral says that Luchura doesn't make, it's not understandable to say Mechaber V'Satzoris. It's not Mechaber, it's Mechaber V'Yeshua. It's not Mechaber V'Satzoris. So sometimes the Gemara uses the Lashon that it's Mechaber V'Satzoris. He says that Megillah Tainus is a safer, it's like a diary of all the Yeshuas that happened to Klal Yisrael, the Tzoris, and then afterwards the Yeshuas that happened to Klal Yisrael. And it goes in a calendar form. So he says, Rabbi Chananya was Mechaber Tzoris, meaning that a person, in order to understand how great the Yeshua is, he has to know in what type of a Tzorah he was. The more the Tzorah, then afterwards is the Yeshua. So the Yeshua is more than, the Yeshua becomes bigger because the Tzorah was bigger. So he says, Mechaber Tzoris means that he was really the Shapchom, the Sapram, that it was kedai to be mishabeach these tzoras and to write these tzoras in order that we should understand these yeshuas and the mega will appreciate Megillah Tainus. That's how the Maral explains. Abu Gamaisa to the Goshen of the Gemara mechavav tzoras it still doesn't fit in because it says of Chananya is mechavav the tzora. It wasn't mechavav the yeshua. The way the Maral is explaining it is that it's a hechetim. How? Where are we mechavav the yeshua by explaining the tzora? So it's a reason for explanation of the word Mechaber V'Satzoris, so that's it's mashma that the etzem tzoris is what chovev to Reb Chananya. Efsha, and this is all to explain what the Chofetz Chaim meant. The Gemara in Yuma says that why did the man fall every day? Why wouldn't the Rebbeinu Shlom, he had to matriach everyone to go out to get man every day? He could have given it once a year, and everyone would have stacked up, and the same way the man fell, so it would have spoiled, would have not spoiled. I mean, Nisim and Ishka felt, it wasn't a question, a shortage of what type of a nest to do. So the nest, it would be all put together in the storage, and it would be able to go once a year, it would make it much easier. As the Gemara says, that Moshe Gemara Davadayma, a melech that supports his son, he says, if I give him once a year, so he'll only come see me once a year. If I give him every day, so he'll come to be mischanin lefonai b'chol yoyim, that if I don't get to tomorrow, I have a family to support, and maybe they'll die, they won't have what to eat. So made of them, the miskar to the Rebbeinu Shalom, they come on a daily basis. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants to see Klal Yisrael on a daily basis, doesn't want to just see them once a year. And the Mele, he gives them on every day. The chat is that the Hilchus Tefillah, the din of being mispalel, the din the Araisa of Tefillah, is the etzim only the Eis Tzora. When there's a Tzora, so there's a din the Yitzaku, you're supposed to have Tefillah. Because when it says in Chazal that the Rebbeinu Shalom brings tzoras on Klal Yisrael, she misavu l'tfilos shel tzadikim. We think that when there's a tzoras, then we're mispalel, and because of our tefillah, the tzora goes away. But Chazal and Mashmah, it's the other way around. That the Rebbeinu Shalom wants our tefillah, so mamela he brings the tzoras, so we should be mispalel. Pshat is that when a person is be'eis tzora, a person is the mitzuka, he's in a desperate situation, he doesn't, so there, he becomes closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom, he's mispalel more to the Rebbeinu Shalom, he has more of a shaychus to doing for the Rebbeinu Shalom. So he says that memeila, when Klal Yisrael are in eis tzora, and they there is Yeshua, there's not, or the Al-Koponim, the Eis Tzora itself brings about a kirva to the Rebbeinu Shalom. And that kirva to the Rebbeinu Shalom, that closeness to the Rebbeinu Shalom, that is what it says that Reb Chanani was mechavev esat tzoras, because the tzoras brought him closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom than even the Yeshuas could have brought him to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Because a mensch that's the tzoras, he feels himself, he wants to be closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom. He feels that way the Rebbeinu Shalom will help him. But there's a certain kirva that a person gets to when he's the eighth tzora, that brings him closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom. It says, Al Yeshua is in the Chomes V'al Mochomes. When we say Al Nisim, we thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for the Mochomes that we had. Thank for the Netzachim that you had, for the victories that you had, but not for a Mochomes. Now the chat is that by Klal Yisrael, Eis Tzora is something that we thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for, giving us this situation, giving us this Hechetimtze to become closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom. And Memele, it's not the Yeshuas of the Muhammad, it's not the Netzachin of the Muhammad, it's the Etzel Muhammad that we're giving the Yashakarach to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Oitcha kani tzoni, vati hizun Yeshua. I'm thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom for the fact that he's my enemy, because through being my enemy, that's the way I can reach Hecher Dargis in Kirvus Hashem. Is Dafka through the Tzora, I feel closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Memela, it says by the Ramban brings down that when the Rebbeinu Shalom was Medea to Avram Avinu, that his children are going to Golus. The Ramban brings down five reasons why you should go to Golus. So the Rabbeinu Bachai says that Avram, those five reasons that Avram, that the Ramban brings down, is not enough to be matzdik the Golus that Klal Yisrael and the Shibudim that Klal Yisrael went through when they were in Mitzrayim, because it was supposed to be 400 years and it was so long, and the Golus was that hard, the Shibud was so hard, that it's not shayach that these five reasons are the reasons why there was Golus. Why there was Shibud Mitzrayim. Now he says that the Pshat in Ramban is that these are the reasons why the Rebbeinu Shalom sent us into Golus, Mitzrayim. Now this is the reason why the Rebbeinu Shalom was Medea to Avram, that he had the Tzar, that his children are going to be in Golus. It was only a question of why Avram had to go through the Tzar of knowing about it. But not that this is the reason for the Golus. Zokta ben Abuchai, that what is the reason for the Golos, the Shibud of Mitzrayim? So he says that the same as a person, he works with metal. So the way you work out metal, you form metal, is that you burn it, you bang it, until it comes out, has a shape, gold, silver, all these things, all the metals, they have to go through burning, and then afterwards, until they form it, until it gets its shape that they're waiting, that they're looking for. So it takes a lot of hard work, and the etzim, if there's a lot, the someone on the side would see that you're banging the steel and you're pressing it like this, you think he was ruining it. And it's okay. Through that, that's how it's going to get its shape and it's going to get its form. It's going to be exactly what you want it to be. So he says that Klal Yisrael was supposed to be mekabel the Torah. Klal Yisrael was supposed to go into the midbar and they get the mon, and they were supposed to stand on Har Sinai and be mekabel Torah. In order to be ready to be a Klal Yisrael, that will be Oivdei Hashem, that they'll be mekabel Torah, that they'll be roi for all the nisim that happened in the midbar, so they had to go through a kura bazel. They had to go through a furnace and a banging in order that they should come out to what they are. And all those things that happened to Klal Yisrael, so that was just in the formation of Klal Yisrael as a Klal, as being the Ama Nifcher, the Ama school of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So they had to go through these processes of Kur HaBarzel, of forming and banging and whatever they went through, that was all to shape Klal Yisrael, that they should know that their place in the world is with care, as the Bonim Ramokim, that they're the Baket. It wasn't an Einish, no, it was a Schus to go through these situations in order to be able to come out in the correct form. Is Efshad, that's the Pshat what the Chofetz Chaim meant when he said that when Yankif, that the Medrash says by Yankif, that Atah Eimer Royim Heim Atam Yisroyim, you're complaining to say that these your days were bad. He says that I saved you from Esav, saved you from Lavan, from Dina, from Yosef. He says every one of the situations, it's not that I saved you from them. No, you went through those situations that there were. There was being with Esav, being with Lavan, being afterwards the whole Maisa Dina and Yosef. So the whole Brachus is called the Sefer Yetzirah. Why is it called Sefer Yetzirah? So the Ramban says because there's Maisa Avos Simon Rabbanim, and Maisa Avos Simon Rabbanim is not a history book that, like in history, things repeat themselves. No, Maisa Avos Simon Rabbanim means that the Avos, Akdoshim, they were Mashish, they planted in the Teva, the Koiches that we have today in Golas, how we deal with Goyim, how we live in Golas, how we deal Yidin between Yidin, Yosef and his brothers, all this Maisav, the similar Bonim. So there was a Teyelis and all the Matzavim and all the situations that the hardships that the others went through. So there was a Teyelis in the actual hardship, Nishna and the Yeshua that came out of that. Now the actual hardships that the others went through, so every one of those things was something that brought out a Teyelis. It's a Mele of Ibalt that has a Teyelis, so it's Nishpshat that it's like just a medication that you become healed from, even though it's bitter, so that's the Yeshua. You have to go through the bitterness of this to get to the Yeshua. But the Pshat is that Saket, the actual Tzora, that's what he's Mechaviv. The actual Tzora is not something which we said bad. You can't use the word bad on the Tzora itself. The Tzora could be hard, it could be trying times, it could be hard times, but to say that the Rebbeinu Shlom sent me something which is bad, those talking is wrong. That's what I want to say. The Malbim says in Meredek Zach, he says that the Rebbeinu Shlom told Avram Gur Baretz Hazoyt that you stay in Eretz Yisrael. He sent him a Yehirov Baretz, and then Avram Avinu went down to Chutzlar. By Yitzchok, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave him the same, didn't even, doesn't say the tzivui of staying in Eretz Yisrael, but Al-Kaponim, there was the Yehirov Baretz, Yehirov Arishan, like the same one that there was before, a very strong hunger. Then the Rebbeinu Shlom tells him that you stay in Eretz Yisrael, don't go away. And Faket, the Rebbeinu Shlom made a nest that in the year of the famine that there was in the whole world, Yitzchak was misasher that he found the Be'eretz Mayim, he found wealth in natural resources of wealth, which was a chura against Derech HaTeva, because the Derech HaTeva was that it was a rov ba'aretz, that there was a hunger in the world. So the Malbim says that just like the Rebbeinu Shlom made a nest for Yitzchak,
He could have made it Nesra of Avraham Avinu also. Then instead of Avraham Avinu having to go to Chutzgard, so he could have stayed in Eretz Yisrael, and for that he would have been able to flourish in Eretz Yisrael. Why did he make the nest for Yitzchak more than for Avram? And by Avram it says that he was Nisa Ba'asar Nisyainis V'Amad Bekulam. It wasn't, there was no behind of what he went to out of Eretz Yisrael, he was supposed to go. It wasn't shot that, it wasn't, he was Nichshal, forget, he was, that's what he was supposed to do. Is why didn't the Rabbanu Shalom set it up in a way that it would be more of a Maisa nest for Avram? Is up the Malbim that Avram Avinu was makir the Rabbanu Shalom through Chakira, through philosophy. He reached the Yedias Hashem himself. The Asar Nisyonis which Avram had when Nisyonis to see if he's going to remain a maimon in the Rabbanu Shalom even though he's put up to test. Like the Sava Kabbalah says that there's such a thing as an endurance test, that to see how far he can go. You have to see, Dinah, we know that you're holding here, but could you go any further? So the Nisyanis were to see how far is Avram's Amunah. He reached the Amunah, he got to it on his own, but maybe he'll have a Kasha, so he'll go away from it, maybe it'll be hard, so he won't be able to stand with the Amunah. So maybe he had Nisyanis in Amunah. Yitzchok and Yankiv, they didn't have any Nisyanis. Because they were growing up in Avram's house, they knew the Rabbeinu Shalom. They knew that the Rabbanu Shalom is good to them. They knew that whatever the Rabbanu Shalom does is what's supposed to be done. So they had no issues to understand whether the Rabbanu Shalom is doing it for my benefit, whether this is the Rabbanu Shalom, there isn't the Rabbanu Shalom, what's being done. They knew that everything that's happening is the Rabbanu Shalom. And everything that the Rabbanu Shalom is doing is for my benefit. The Shaila is only, how can I be Mar B'Kvayt Shemayim through the situation that I'm in? I know that how is it going to come out to be a Ribi Kvayt Shemayim through this and this Sura that I'm going through? There's a Rav Ba'aretz, so my Shaila is not how I'm going to have what to eat. How am I going to have what to drink? No, the Pshat is, I have to figure out how is it Shaila to be Mar B'Kvayt Shemayim in this situation? So the Rabbanu Shalom made a nest for Yitzchok that there should be, that the people should see that the one that he's maimon in the Rabbanu Shalom, and he's some Yehovah Yalal Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he puts everything on the Rabbanu Shalom, he puts his full trust in the Rabbanu Shalom, so the Rabbanu Shalom does nisim for him. That way it was a ribui kvayt shemayim, was a ribui of the Yedias Hashem. And maybe our matzavim are not nisyonis in Amunah, because we Baruch Hashem, we understand that kom at the top of the Rachmanu v'tav of it. Everything the Rabbanu Shalom does for us is definitely for our benefit. There's no ra that's done to us. And that's the chura, the limut from this might that the Tarumas on Moshe Rabbeinu. And then Yankev, that the word ra by the Rabbanu Shalom Sapasnish, that's not the word to be used. Because the Rabbanu Shalom doesn't know anything that's bad. Whatever the Rabbanu Shalom does is definitely for our benefit. The Shaila is how to see the benefit in what the Rabbanu Shalom is doing to us. Is the same from the Panovich Rav, that he was once in South Africa and he said a drasha there. So he said that, it says that Miriam stood by the water to see what will be with Moshe Rabbeinu. So he asked, he says, what's she watching to see? He's going to drown, he's going to die of hunger. I mean, what was her? She was a Nevi'ah, she knew that Moshe was a machine, she was Israel. So why did she have to stand by and see? So he said that Miriam understood that there'd definitely be a nest here. She just wanted to see what the nest would be, how the nest would happen. I know it wasn't the suffix to see, well, will there be a nest or won't there be a nest? Shai goes, what is the nest going to be? That was her curiosity. So by us, we have to be ma'aminim in the Rabbanu Shalom that kom adov zachmona is the tav of it. Every situation a person is in, so the approach to the situation is in, is how will I be able to be ma'aminim kvayt shemayim in the situation that I'm in? And if a person lives with that, so he'll definitely be zeichet to be Marbek Kvayt Shemayim.